Hummingbirds. I have hummingbirds. I have shrimp plants underneath my dining room window and out back and across the front. I've started them here, and that's the favorite flower for the hummingbird. And we'll sit at the dining table a lot of times in the early spring and watch the hummingbirds. I'll have five or six right out the window there, different colors. And I also have a feeder. I put sugar water, sweetened water, and they love, that's what they come for, is a sweetened water. We love the little hummingbirds and the cardinals. I have blue jays, I have brown thrush, blackbirds, woodpeckers, most anything you want to name.
The woodpecker, you ever heard any folks around here call it peckerwood?
I've called, had them call them red-headed sapsuckers.
We had, used to have some hummingbirds too, or up in Alabama, but I haven't seen one in a long time.
Have you ever seen one sit still?
Well,
just still. I mean, just perch like a regular bird, like a bird would perch, sit on a leaf. Just completely stop. They're the most beautiful things you've ever seen.
I wonder how they do that.
I don't know. Just amazing to me. But I have bird feeders and baths all over my place here. Someone asked me the other day, said, well, three dogs and two cats, how do you keep birds? And I said, well, I keep my cats and dogs fed so they don't care anything about catching the birds. My children, I've always loved all kinds of animals and pets. I've had all kinds. My husband liked them, and both the children came along. Why, we've had all sorts of pets for them. Little turtles and alligators, hamsters, gerbils. We've raised gerbils, white rats. We've had everything. Everything but a snake. Now, that's one of the things that I can't stand.
I guess a lot of pines around here, I guess you get a pretty good number of snakes. I guess you get some water moccasins, too.
Oh, yes. I killed a 5-foot-9-inch rattlesnake right out my back door when my son was, he was 9. He was down in Delray Beach visiting for a few weeks, and my daughter was in the living room here, and I heard something, and I looked out the window, and I saw, I had a cat that had 4 young kittens, real small kittens, and this snake undoubtedly in the early spring was coming out of hibernation and was coming after those kittens, and I heard it singing its rattlers, and so I ran and got my 410 and stuck the gun around the corner of the screen door and shot him, and we measured him. He was about so big around. That's the only time that we've had a rattlesnake in this area. But they've been in different areas. And then after they've started clearing and doing so much clearing and all, we've had quite a number of different kinds of snakes.
I ran over one in Dixie County. He was in the highway, in the middle of the highway. And he was so big, there was no car coming. There was no way I could avoid him. But I ran over a big rattlesnake.
But you know, so many of the rural carriers have said, in the summertime, early spring, how many times they have seen snakes in one certain area. Well, I have subbed. Now, I've been subbing for Route 1 out of the post office for 10 years. And I have never yet seen the first rattlesnake out on my job.
Oh.
Never have. I've never seen any kind of a snake out on the route. And, of course, part of the route, most of the route's in the country.
What kinds of dogs
do you have? My daughter has her poodle here.
Work. Okay.
I have a little crossbreed between a toy poodle and a chihuahua.
Do you have any special, what's the name that you use that your people around here use for a dog that's no special breed, a little bit of this, a little bit of that?
Well, most people call them a Heinz variety. 57.
Number
50.